USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden signs a big infrastructure bill marking a huge legislative accomplishment. During an event at the White House, Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema says the bill will fund major upgrades while creating good new jobs.
Our plan will create millions of jobs and make our country stronger, safer, and more globally competitive without raising taxes on everyday Americans.
Six teens are hospitalized after a shooting at a Colorado park. Police say the shooting happened just before 1 o'clock in Aurora. All of the victims are students at Aurora Central High School, which is just across the street from the park. Doctors say all the victims' injuries are considered non-life-threatening. According to police, there are multiple suspects in the case who are still at large. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone through Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, the House.
President Biden is highlighting a new executive order aimed at improving justice and public safety for Native Americans. He helped open a virtual tribal nation summit at the White House and said it's long overdue. The president also saying the United States must do more to support the dignity and sovereignty of tribal nations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Calls for Cuban freedom are ringing out across South Florida as protesters are expected today on the communist island. Speaking from Miami's Freedom Tower, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says the Cuban regime is a cancer that has grown across portions of the Western Hemisphere.
Here we are a whole generation after the defeat of the Soviet Union, after the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe, and you still have Marxism, totalitarianism.
DeSantis also saying he feels the Biden administration needs to do more.
I think that they're missing a historic opportunity to be able to make common cause with people who just want to be able to live in freedom, want to be able to have a voice in the public affairs of their country, and want to move beyond this communist dictatorship.
A country is beginning to lock down all of its unvaccinated citizens over the age of 12.
The Austrian government has started a nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people to combat rising coronavirus infections and deaths in that country. The move prohibits unvaccinated people 12 and older from leaving their homes except for basic activities. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Week 10 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the San Francisco 49ers hosting the Los Angeles Rams. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.